Today, major advertisers get the kind of treatment you would expect to get if you were about to spend several billion dollars. Big companies are deciding where to place ads on TV. So thousands of advertisers gather in New York. They get a look at upcoming programs. They get their pictures taken with the stars. And amid all that excitement, they may decide where to buy ad time and for how much. This year, NPR Entertainment correspondent Kim Master says there's an added emotion. And Kim, that emotion is?
Panic. The networks are very, very worried. And in fact, everybody I've talked to in the business, an agent, CBS executive, a showrunner, all of them say that there's been a very precipitous ratings drop, particularly since December, about 7% since last year, and no one quite knows why. But it puts them in a very weak position. The networks are in a weak position as they enter the negotiation.
So we can expect the stars of TV shows to be tap dancing for the advertisers this year?
Yeah, there's a feeling of, what do we do? All of them had a lot of shows that failed last year. Remember Studio 60, this was the much-regaled NBC show. It went down in flames. Kidnapped, the Black Donnellys, all the stuff NBC was trying except Heroes, and even that hasn't been immune to a ratings shot in the last few weeks.
So if you're an advertiser, you're going to these meetings called the upfronts, right, where you get an upfront look at everything. How many billions of dollars did they spend last year?
$9 billion all told.
Now, well, what do you do if you're deciding this year about your $9 billion or whatever it might be?
Well, one of the fights they're going to have is, how do you count a rating? It used to be they just measured who was supposedly watching and that was it. Now we have the advent of the DVR, the digital video recorder, TiVo. People are watching maybe later that day, maybe later that week. The advertisers are saying, let's just count what you're watching as it's broadcast, so-called live. The networks are saying, oh, no, why don't you give us that plus 7 days? Because even if you look at the ratings drop year to year, 7%, you know, that I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. it's only 4% if you factor in some of the DVR viewing. So the networks are trying to say, give us the DVR stuff, guys. All the advertisers are sort of saying, well, why should we? We don't know if people are fast-forwarding through the commercials in the first place and missing the whole thing.
Does television still make economic sense?
Well, yes, you still have the greatest aggregation of eyeballs in television. And for now, that's true. And there's no changing that. So, yes, billions of dollars of business will be done. The question is, you know, how long can the networks hold their ground and how much of it can they hold?
Is there a program or a strategy that any one network is looking at and saying, this is what's going to save us, at least for this year?
Well, CBS, oddly enough, maybe because they're in the strongest position, they are really trying to sort of just throw some spaghetti at the wall. I mean, they always do that, but sometimes this year their spaghetti is kind of weird. They are bringing in a musical, a thing with a musical component called Viva Lachlan, which is based on a British show, Viva Blackpool. They've got something called Swingtown, which sounds like it should be on HBO, about couples in the 70s who are misbehaving. And they have a sort of Sopranos-like thing with Jimmy Smits. It's being called the Latino Sopranos. So they're trying some of the more off-the-wall stuff. The other networks are going with some kind of supernatural sort of things, maybe because Heroes was pretty successful. The Bionic Woman will be back on NBC. And ABC has one thing up its sleeve, even though they've taken such a terrific hit this past in the ratings drop, a spinoff of Grey's Anatomy.
NPR's Bionic Entertainment correspondent, Kim Masters. Thanks very much.
Thank you.